Welcome to Crystal Clear Finances. My name is George Amador, and I am the solo host today of the Crystal Clear Financial Planning radio show and YouTube channel today. Crystal has had me do a couple of these, and today, just based on timing, we wanted to make sure that we finished up fall financial planning with a topic that I actually specialized in for a number of years, which is company benefits, and in particular, going to be talking about the health benefits and the medical benefits that you have available. So why don't you join me today? We're really going to go on through the understanding as to what these benefits are, how do they work, what are the ways that you know that you're going to choose the right benefits for you. And just like we say all the time at Crystal Clear Finances, we believe that finances can be complex and confusing, but you don't have to face it alone. And this is a topic that I think a lot of times we feel like we have to face alone because we don't want to talk about medical, we don't want to talk about health issues. Ultimately, though, choosing the right health plan can be a huge benefit in order to understanding what you have available to you, what are the savings accounts available to you, and everything else, taxes, finances, budgeting, all the considerations, all of the above. So today we're gonna dive into that one key decision that you're gonna have to make through open enrollment, which is going to be your medical. So over the last 3 weeks, we've talked about getting back to school, planning for kids' college, making sure that all of the budgeting is in place for the fall. Week two, we focused on open enrollment. We started with the 401k plan. Hey, what is pre-tax versus Roth? How does it work? How do we make sure that we have the right 401k investment options in play? Last week, we talked about life insurance and disability benefits, AD&D, long-term care, all of the other components to the open enrollment decisions you have to make. And lastly, today we're gonna focus on specifically the health benefits. Okay, how do the health benefits work? What are they? What options do I have available, and where do we go from here? So when we talk about the open enrollment decision, most commonly people realize that we have to talk about health benefits. We have to talk about the different medical plans that our employer gives us. And there's all different types of plans that are out there nowadays. And whether you are employed and have a job where you have company benefits you can choose from, or maybe you work for yourself and there's different options on the marketplace, or a self-employed option that you're going to choose. We're really gonna focus today on a couple key differences with the plans. How do the health plans work? How to choose the right option? Ultimately, the biggest thing that I like to talk about is if you don't know which option's best for you, or you wanna run through the numbers as to what your company offers you, feel free to give us a call, 518-433-7181. I would be more than happy to go through with you all of the plans that you have. How do those plans work? What's the best option for you and your family? This is really big. I think of young people who, 26, 27 years old, off the family plan. Hey, what do I do? My job offers me medical, but I don't know what to choose. And so that's a big thing that we're gonna talk about today. So as we make our decisions with open enrollment, we have to determine what type of medical plan is best. We first have to understand the types of plans that are out there. There's all different letters and acronyms for plans: PPO, EPO, HDHP, HRA, FSA, HSA, the list goes on and on and on. And today, I wanna just break down a couple key differences with the plans. Every single health plan is different, and every employer offers different plans. So ultimately, it's not going to be this one-size-fits-all decision, and we're not going to be able to sit there and say, this is exactly, the plan for you and your neighbor and your best friend at work. Like, they're all different person to person. So we have to look at your plans. If you're going to call for an open enrollment decision, which we can absolutely have a conversation about, bring or at least provide for us the open enrollment packet. What are the plans that you offer? Do you have a PPO? Do you have a high deductible plan? Do you have an FSA, an HSA available to you? What are the options? And then from there, we can kind of break it down and put it into layman's terms. I was talking to a client just recently, actually. She just started out on her own. First job out of college, really great job at a really great company. One of the big decisions was I have these three health plans. I have absolutely no idea how they work. I don't know what a deductible is. I don't know what out-of-pocket maximum means, co-insurance, premiums. I don't know what these things are. George, can you at least explain this? And we literally went through a matrix, very, very simple, said, okay, here's what they all are. Here's what these terms mean. And we move forward from there. So that's what I want to do today, is kind of explain some of these options, present to you what are the things you need to look for, and then give me a call so we can go through these specifically. Crystal or myself would be more than happy to run down the different health plans that are available to you. So let's first understand the difference between a PPO plan or an EPO plan and a high deductible health plan. The main difference when determining which option to choose really comes down to how you want to pay for care. So we have to understand, by paying for our care, our health care, what do we need to pay for more? Meaning, do I need to pay to have better insurance? Do I need to pay more out of pocket or more out of my paycheck to have a better insurance policy that when I go to the doctor, I pay less? Or do I want to have a plan where I don't pay nearly as much for the insurance? I pay a smaller premium, but when I go to the doctor, I may pay more. Basic decision really comes down to how old are you? How healthy are you? How much do you use the doctor? I mean, I think of, you know, myself personally, I tend not to go to the doctor that much. I probably haven't been to the doctor in 2 years. And, you know, if you're an individual who's younger, healthier, doesn't really need to go to the doctor for much, maybe a high deductible health plan is better. A high deductible health plan is a plan where you pay a smaller premium, so I pay less per paycheck. But when I go to the doctor, I pay more money. Well, if I'm not going to the doctor all that much, it's okay, I'll take that trade-off because I know that I'm not gonna really use my plan all that much. Well, if maybe I'm in a different situation, doesn't necessarily depend on age, but maybe I'm not as healthy, or I go to the doctor, or I'm planning for a whole family. I have to cover my kids, my spouse. I need to make sure that I have better care. Maybe I'll take a PPO or EPO option where I pay a higher premium, but now when I go to the doctor, I'll pay a little bit less. Maybe I have a copay to pay instead of a full visit. And so there's a difference, there's a trade-off in which plan makes more sense for you. Again, premiums are the cost for insurance. So it's the amount of money that I have to pay to have the healthcare. That's the amount of money coming out of my paycheck to have the insurance. But then beyond the premium, now we have to look at the details of the plan. And I want to focus a little bit more so on high deductible plans because they're a little bit newer. They haven't been around as long, and they're very, very popular nowadays. A lot of companies are offering these plans because of different accounts that they offer with them or some savings incentives. So I want to spend a bulk of my time talking about high deductible plans today. You know, before we jump into that, the PPO and EPO plans that have been around a long time, people are pretty used to those. I pay a premium, and when I go to my doctor, I pay my copay for an office visit, a checkup, or if I need medication, I go to the pharmacy, I pay my copay, and it's just kind of, I have my premium, I pay my copay, we're all set, and everyone's a happy camper. Well, with high deductible plans, they're very, very different, and they work a lot different in terms of how the structure of the plan is set up. So I'm going to talk a little bit about the high deductible plan first, the setup of it, take a break, and we'll talk about the benefit plans or the savings accounts that we have with them as well. So when you look at the breakdown of a medical plan, it's in particular a high deductible plan, as I mentioned, you pay a premium, which usually is a lot less than a normal traditional PPO or EPO, because now when I go to the doctor, I have to pay up to my deductible. And as the term states, a high deductible health plan has a pretty high deductible. So what the deductible basically means is that I have to go pay for the cost of my health visit. Now, if I go to the doctor because I think I have the flu, for instance, and that visit was $100, if the visit costs $100, then I pay $100 for that visit. So I'm paying that amount of money that it costs, and that goes towards my deductible. So as I pay for the cost of every health visit I go to, I pay the full cost of that visit. Now, you'll notice when you go to open enrollment, you'll see in-network versus out-of-network. And the difference basically just means, does the doctor take that insurance plan? Are you in the network? Is the doctor part of the network of that insurance or not? If they're out of network, that same doctor's visit may cost me a little bit more. Typically, if they're in network, that doctor's visit will cost a little bit less, but I am paying the full cost of that visit. So if I go to the doctor and I need to meet my deductible, I have to do that. So I basically will then pay the full cost of that visit. Now, once I have reached my deductible, let's say that I've hit my deductible for the year, and it's on an annual basis, by the way. If I've reached the deductible, now I go into what's called coinsurance, where me plus the insurance company is paying a portion of that bill. So if I have 80-20 coinsurance, if 80% is covered by insurance and 20% is covered by me, after my deductible has been reached, now I go to the doctor to pay for that flu visit, that $100 visit. Well, if I have 80-20 coinsurance, the insurance company will pay 80 bucks and I'll pay 20 bucks. So I pay 20% because I'm getting coverage up to 80%. So we reach our deductible first. I have to pay 100% of the cost of the visit until my deductible has been reached. Once I reach the deductible, then the coinsurance comes into play and I pay a percentage of that cost up until I reach what's called my out-of-pocket maximum. This is basically when I'm fully insured or fully covered. If I pay a percentage of every single doctor's bill until I reach my out-of-pocket max, that's the most money I have to pay out-of-pocket for the year, and then the insurance company will kick in 100% of that visit. So, go back to our example. I go to the doctor because I think I have the flu, and that visit cost me 100 bucks. Before I reach my deductible, I pay the full $100. Once I reach my deductible and I'm in coinsurance, I pay a small percentage. In our example, 20%. Once I keep paying that percentage over and over and over, I will eventually get to a place where my out-of-pocket maximum has been hit, the ceiling of my plan. Now the insurance company pays 100% for that visit. So when determining, does a high deductible plan make sense for me? I have to figure out that structure. I have to figure out how much is my deductible, how much is my coinsurance, how much is my out-of-pocket maximum. Those three will determine whether or not I should take that type of plan over a PPO plan where when I go to the doctor, I'm just gonna pay a copay. It will a lot depend on how healthy you are, on how much you go to the doctor, on how many people in your family you're covering for health insurance. So the basic structure of the plan is set in place like that. Now, every plan is different in terms of if I go to a specialist, if I go to get a prescription. In a high deductible plan, most of the time, that prescription, gotta pay the price of it until you reach your deductible. Then again, coinsurance, so I'll pay a portion of it until my out-of-pocket maximum. All depends on how much or little you're covered based on your plan. So if you're wondering which plan is best for you, or if you're wondering how the heck do my plans even work, give me a call, give Crystal a call, and we can go through specifically the different types of plans you have when you're making that decision. Now we're gonna take a quick break here in a second, and then I wanna talk to you about a couple other pieces that are important to know before you make that final decision. So let's take a quick 60-second break and we'll be back with more Crystal Clear Finances.
The world is changing, and what worked before with finances may not work now. This is Crystal Langdon with today's financial gem. With economic, political, and global changes happening daily, it's easy to make reactional decisions or choose to ignore finances altogether. Neither one is a good idea. Working with a faith-based financial planner who understands finances and the shifting dynamics of our economy can provide you the direction and confidence needed to navigate the daily financial changes. Call Crystal Clear Finances at 518-433-7181 and gain confidence for every financial decision.
And we're back with more Crystal Clear Finances. My name is George Amador. I am solo today as Crystal is out traveling, doing some continuing education, meeting with our clients. And she has asked me and tasked me with talking and finishing up our fall financial planning series on open enrollment, and in particular, talking about our company medical and health plans that are available. So right before the break, I was talking specifically about, in particular, a high deductible health plan. How does it work? What is a deductible? What is coinsurance? What does my out-of-pocket maximum even mean? Once we understand the structure of the plan, then we can understand, is that the best structure for me? Or is the traditional structure, a PPO or an EPO plan, better for me? We have to look at it, and we can even go through real numbers with you. If you want to say, hey, George, I spent, you know, $1,000 last year in medical bills. I spent $10,000 last year in medical bills. What's best for me based on the new plans? I can go through specifically with them. You just got to give me your company plans, and I can absolutely go through a cost comparison. But one of the things that I definitely cannot overlook as we talk about different types of health plans that you can choose this year, we also have to talk about the different types of accounts that are available for you to use. So for instance, we have flexible spending accounts, we have health savings accounts, we have health reimbursement accounts. There are various different vehicles that I can save to help pay for my medical expenses over the course of a year. Each one of the plans, or each one of the accounts, I should say, depends on which plan you choose. And it also depends on how much or little the employer offers in terms of benefit or what the availability of that plan is for you. So I want to talk just for a moment about a flexible spending account. Flexible spending account, or an FSA, is typically available no matter the type of plan you choose, where you can pre-fund this account. So you're basically deciding at the beginning of the year, I want to put X amount of dollars into my plan, usually a couple thousand at most, depending on the limits and how much you're going to put in. And then you're going to basically say, okay, I have January 1st, I have all of my money that I've put into my FSA, I have available to me day one. So now I can have this money, it's sitting in my account, I have it available to me to use for any medical bills that I need. And at that point in time, you can basically take like a debit card and pay for that medical bill. The one issue that comes up with a flexible spending account, an FSA, is whatever you don't use, you typically lose. So it's a use it or lose it. So if you put in $2,000, for instance, in the course of a year, but you only had $1,000 of medical bills, you could potentially lose that other $1,000 you put in. So it's a use it or lose it for the course of the year. Now, some plans allow you to roll some of the money over, some plans allow you to, you know, do less, but ultimately, it depends on the plan. Give me a call, we can go through it. But an FSA is used for, you can pre-fund, you can put the money in, and you can use it for different medical expenses. The money you put into an FSA is pre-tax, which is nice. You get a little tax deduction there. You also can take the money out tax-free, so for any medical expenses that you have in an FSA, you want to use it for the doctor's visits, for prescriptions, things like that, you can. But again, use it or lose it in that case. Now, the second one, and because we're talking more high deductible plans today, I do want to spend more time on, is a health savings account, or an HSA. An HSA is very different from an FSA. I know they sound the same, but a little bit different. An HSA is a health savings account. A health savings account is a way for you to contribute money on a per paycheck basis. So it's basically like a debit account where you're putting money in just like your checking account is, and it grows over time. Whatever you have in there, you can use. So it's not pre-funded, it's pay as you go. But now I can put the money in tax-free, get a tax deduction for putting it in. I can accumulate money in that over time, which the HSA limits are much higher than the FSA limits. The HSA limit for 2021, let me make sure I have it correct, for a single individual covering yourself, it's $3,600 for 2021. If you have family coverage or you plus one, you can do $7,200 into that plan. And if you're 55 or older, you can add another $1,000. So much higher limit. You can put that money in. It's tax deductible when you put the money in, which is great. So you save in federal, you save in state. If you do it through payroll, you also save FICA tax, which is important. And then you put the money into the plan. That account will grow over time because you are allowed in most cases to actually even choose investments. So you can pick stocks and bonds in the account if you really wanted to. And now I can use the money tax-free while I'm alive for any sort of medical bill, for prescription, goes towards my deductible, my coinsurance, my out-of-pocket max. I can use it for vision, dental, prescription. When I turn 65, I can actually use my HSA to pay for Medicare premiums and long-term care premiums as well. So a big, big benefit, not just for every single year, but even in the future. Now, an HSA is only available with a high deductible health plan. So you have to be in a high deductible health plan or covered by a high deductible health plan in order for you to be able to use an HSA. That's important, in order to contribute to it. So if I want to contribute money to an HSA, I have to be under a high deductible health plan. Then I can put the money in, use it, take the money out, no problem. Now, if you don't have a high deductible health plan available, that's where the FSA or an HRA is a little bit better. But let's say you've contributed to this health savings account because you had a high deductible plan for a while. Well, just because you leave a high deductible health plan later in life doesn't mean you lose your HSA. You lose the ability to add more money, but you are able to use the HSA while you're alive for any reason. So if I have a high deductible plan all throughout working, then I retire, I go on Medicare, which by the way is not high deductible. So if I go on Medicare, I can't contribute to my HSA anymore, but I can use the money while I'm alive. And the nice thing is too, is if I'm using the money to pay for my medical bills, I can actually keep my HSA, I can contribute, I can grow it because I can pick investments. And in fact, later in life, if I save my receipts, I can actually reimburse myself for those medical bills I paid out of pocket later. I actually had this happen to an individual. I had a client come in, they were on an HSA for a number of years, and all of a sudden they had a huge medical bill come up, unforeseen. They were in an accident, they had to pay a huge hospital bill. I told them, pay out of pocket for the hospital bill. They could afford to do so, so they paid out of pocket for the hospital bill. And a couple years later, what happened was is that client was able to take the money they contributed to their HSA, they saved the hospital receipt, and they reimbursed themselves right out of their HSA for that bill. So they didn't have all the money in the HSA at first, but they did have money a few years later to use. So really important, because now as that person, even today as we meet now, contributes to that HSA, they always remember, hey, I'm able to use this even later in life if I have to. So if you want to pay out of pocket for medical bills, or you don't have it all, you can save it, reimburse yourself later, and you can use it. So really, really important with the health savings account, the HSA, that you have available to you through work. If that is an option, or if you're an employer offering different plans and an HSA is a plan that you can add, or an account that you can add to the medical plans, I would encourage you to look into that. Or if you have that available, give me a call, 518-433-7181. I'd be more than happy to go through the HSA with you. How does it work? What's your limit? How much can you put in? What can you invest in? All those different choices that are available. So that's a lot of healthcare information. And I know I went through that pretty quickly, but the biggest thing is when determining which type of health plan to choose, again, we have to figure out the structure first. Which structure is better for me? Do I want to pay a little bit more in premium to pay less at the doctor? Or am I good with paying less premium to pay more when I'm at the doctor, because maybe I don't use it as much? How does the FSA fit in? How does the HSA fit in? Which one of those accounts is better for me? Am I going to have big medical bills coming up? And I know a lot of times we don't know, right? We don't know if we're going to get into an accident. We don't know if we're going to get sick. But ultimately, making the right decision with your medical plans and your savings accounts now will put you in a much better position later. Again, we don't know what the future holds, We can use past information. Maybe you go to the doctor a lot. Maybe you have a prescription that's really expensive and you know you're going to max out one of these plans quickly. What does that do? Should I have one? Should I not have one? Those are things that we have to think about. And so it's really good to sit down with us here at Crystal Clear Finances to actually go through the open enrollment decisions. You know, the other pieces to the puzzle are dental and vision, right? We can't just forget about those. So if you have different dental plans available, we can actually decipher what those are. Do I have basic coverage? Do I have better coverage? What are my prescription options? So a lot of times, what are generic versus name brand versus preferred prescriptions? How do those fit into the mix? Vision, most companies usually only offer one plan, but if you offer two or three different plans with vision, hey, which option is better there? You know, a lot of companies nowadays are really good about educating their employees on what the health, dental, vision benefits are and what are best for you. But if you want to look at it, not just by itself, but how it impacts you financially, what are the best options for you from a premium versus out-of-pocket cost? What about prescriptions? What about the HSA? If we want to look at it from just not only a health perspective, but from a financial perspective, go ahead and give us a call. I'd be more than happy to go through it. I think ultimately, as you look at these options, whether it's 401k that we talked about 2 weeks ago, go back and watch that video on pre-tax versus Roth, on target date funds versus index funds, on what do I need to do to make sure that I'm covered in disability, short-term disability, long-term disability, long-term health care. I mean, all the different things that we talked about this month, I think it's really important to understand that as we get back into the swing of things, right? Fall is the month for whatever reason. September's the month. We get back into the swing of things. We have to get our kids back to school. We're kind of done with the summer vacations and travel, and now things are getting back into order. That's a great time to do a quick checkup on your finances. You have big decisions to make, and all of the decisions you have, whether it's open enrollment decisions, whether it's insurance decisions, investment decisions, we want to come alongside of you. Let us come alongside, again, so you don't have to face finances alone. We know that finances are confusing, and facing them alone will cause stress and anxiety. That's why we at Crystal Clear Finances have a team approach. We come alongside and say, hey, listen, all of us here, Crystal, myself, all the others here in the office, we want to come alongside, provide you with the best benefit humanly possible in order for you to have that confidence for every decision. So as we wrap up today, and I can't believe 26 minutes just went by that fast. As we wrap up today, again, biggest things to know with the health decisions you have to make. Number one, which options are available? What is the structure of each of those options? How do I know which plans or accounts I have, HSA, FSA? What are the resources and tools my company offers so that way I know that I'm doing the best with those resources? Dental, vision, prescription, all of the above. Give us a call, 518-433-7181, where we can definitely help you go through each of these enrollment decisions. I want to be able to sit down with you and say, hey, here's the health plans, here's the disability plans, here's the life insurance plans, here's your 401k plan. That's what we do here as financial planners. We want to make sure that you have the best decisions moving forward, whether it's starting out with our savings investment protection, our retirement tax transition, or our comprehensive plan. We know here at Crystal Clear Finance that there is a solution for you. I'd be more than happy to sit down with you and come alongside, say, here are the best decisions to put the plan in place. Thank you so much for joining me. If you are listening on radio and you want to check out our YouTube page, get over to Crystal Clear Finances on YouTube, hit the subscribe button, hit the little bell notification so you can see our next one. Give us a thumbs up too if you enjoyed the video today. And as we come back every single week with more information, with more clarity, we pray that you come alongside of us so you can have the confidence for every financial decision. Thank you so much for joining me today. God bless.
This program is for educational purposes only. We understand that finances are complex. Facing them alone causes stress, resulting in wrong choices, missing out on opportunities, and having to settle for a lower standard of living. At Crystal Clear Finances, our team approach focuses on providing clarity and confidence so you can make the right financial decisions.
Investment advisory services offered through AlphaStar Capital Management, LLC. AlphaStar Capital Management, LLC, and Crystal Clear Finances are separate entities.